What is up? I'm your host, Jake Mariotti, joined by my co-host, Tim Spear.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to the Roof Talk Podcast. If you enjoy this show, please subscribe, share, and follow us on social media. You can learn more about this episode at the Roof Talk Podcast on Instagram. Drop that shit. Who you suckers think you're tripping with? Yes, I'm the boss. 745. What the fuck is up, guys? And welcome back to another episode of the Roof Talk Podcast.
Let's go.
I am your host, as always, Jake Mariotti. We got a full fucking table with us today. As always, Timmy Spear, what's going on,
what's
buddy?
What's happening, baby? We are platinum. OC platinum.
Where's the bang bang? Fuck your life.
Jake, you gotta turn my headset up, man. I can't hear myself.
I got you.
All right, there we go.
Welcome, guys. Welcome back to another episode. We got a full table here. We got Timmy. We got Tyler Gregory, one of our trainers, project managers, been here a long time, so he knows every role. another guy, a new guy to the team, Emmett. He's one of our new sales guys, definitely young, fired up and
19-year-old Emmett. Let's go, baby.
He's hungry. Yeah, so, kind of jumping right into it. I just want to say thank you to everybody that follows us, supports us, listens to us. There's quite a few of you. As little of you know, nobody knows, but, there's quite a few listeners. And it's pretty cool to see every week, see the numbers.
Yeah, Jake's been showing me the numbers, man. It's pretty cool.
It's cool to see, and especially with having guests coming on soon, it's going to be even cooler to put some videos out, get YouTube content going and start blowing this up. So, definitely cool. So again, thank you everybody for liking, viewing, subscribing, and just listening. So obviously, as you heard us, Owens Corning Platinum Contractor. Woo-hoo. Let's go.
Top five in CT. Let's go.
How cool is that?
Oh, that's cool. It's real cool.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah. So
I worked hard for it, man.
Yeah. I mean, think of the amount of. I mean, we only use OC.
Period.
On every single roof we do, 2 to 3 roofs a day. Think of the amount of material that is, right? So. We stand by them. We've been to the plant. We've done our tours. We've, had our connections built how many years now? Yeah. So it's just cool to finally get to the platinum level. You know what I mean?
For sure. Is Tyler your first time?
This is my first time, yes.
Yeah, let's go. not a lie detector, man. He's like, yes, this is my first time.
That was kind of my next thing, jumping into Tyler. I want to introduce you guys, really kind of get into these guys being here. Not every time we get guests like this. So kind of jumping into you, Tyler. Obviously, welcome.
Thank you.
Pumped to have you on here, obviously being your first time.
Yeah, we just hadn't had a chance to kind of find a time to figure it out. But I'm glad I got a moment to step in with you guys and kind of discuss what's going on with the business.
Yeah, let's go, Tyler.
Whether it's training the new guys or project managing.
I just like staying busy. I like all aspects of the business. It's been a tremendous year. All in all, I mean, I think sometimes people lose sight that we just moved in this building, midsummer, and so much has happened since then. It's kind of hard to even believe that we started in Woolkit at the beginning of the year to where we are now in this place. It's like I almost forgot about Woolkit.
I know. Me too. I thought about that yesterday.
Like I drive by once in a while and I kind of get like a random memory and I'm like, oh shit, like we were there this year though. That wasn't even that long ago.
I swear to God, it feels like it's been over a year, right? It feels like it's been some time.
Even Emmett was at our old shop, so he can attest to that. No, like things just changed so fast. It's been a hell of a ride so far this year. Obviously we're in the fourth quarter. We still got some digging to do, but It's been good. We've been balls to the wall, for lack of better words.
Yeah, we're packed all the way until the middle of November now.
Yeah, I mean,
two a day every day.
Board is packed. Roofing, trees, gutters. Siding. I mean, everything. Siding.
Yeah.
Everybody's busy. I don't know whether it's this time of year too. I feel like every year we get this a little busy, but I mean, we're cranking right now.
This year's definitely been good. So
yeah,
we're gonna finish strong. I know we will. And I know Emmett's selling a lot. You're selling a lot. Like I said, Tim. Like Tim mentioned, the board's very full.
Stacked.
I actually just talked to our tree guy, Gio. They've been banging out estimates, collecting work. So, it's good to see everyone busy. Mouths being fed, people getting their paychecks, and everyone happy.
And changing some fucking lives.
That's right.
But actually, though.
Actually.
Yeah. Like, right, Emmett? Yeah. I know that's
especially
for
that.
You, right?
Yeah. Come on, big dog. Let's talk about your big fat
Timmy,
check, man.
You're giving Timmy goosebumps over here. He's so. Like, let's talk. Yeah. Emmett, how long you been here?
I've been here since April 3rd.
April, so...
So not really that long, honestly.
What, 7 months? Damn. 8 months?
Yeah.
So Emmett is very new to the industry. Emmett, tell him, where did you come from?
So I lived in Wilkin my entire life, about 15 minutes away from Bristol over here. I graduated high school in 2022. I was working at Pat's IGH, a local grocery store in Wilkin. I was there for about 2.5 years. You know, I worked at a couple restaurants before that. And I just got, I graduated and I said, I can't do this the rest of my life making 16 bucks an hour doing 45 hours a week. You know, it's not going to cut it. So the Arizona guys, they would come down to Pat's all the time and grab lunch.
Guilty. The whole crew's in there getting lunch, like 10 of us.
Guilty.
Oh, yeah. And so I saw one of the carpenters down there, actually Mike that was with us.
Oh, Mike, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
He was down there. I said, you know, what's it take to get up on a roof and start laying down shingles? And he said, you know, not that much. Just go up to the office and talk to him. So that night I went up to the office and walked in. Walked straight into the office because it was a small shop. I didn't know what door to walk in.
Yep.
And Sean and Melissa were sitting there. They turned around, looked at me, and were like,
"Who the hell is this kid?"
And I said, "I'm here. I want a job." And they said, "All right, well, we're not hiring for construction, but we're hiring for sales." I said, "You know, why not? I'll sit down and talk to them."
Yeah.
And me, Sean, and Tim here, we sat down for about an hour, and just shot the crap. And Tim said, "I'll see you in 3 weeks." So, you know, I put in my 2 weeks at Pat's and still got a great relationship with them. But I'm so happy that I was given the opportunity to come over here and you know, have a little bit more responsibility and a little bit more meaning to life. I feel like being stuck at a grocery store for 8 hours a day, it's kind of depressing, honestly. You know, seeing the same lights.
I get it. I get it.
Genuinely. And it wasn't fun. So being able to be out here, going to different houses, you know, doing a whole bunch of other stuff rather than just stocking shelves.
Every day is different.
You know, every day is
keeps
different.
Keeps your mind healthy.
You know? Every day is different. And that's probably one of the best things with the job. Another thing that I really love is the fact that I'm on commission.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no cap on what I can make, and I have to get out there and you know, find my jobs and make what I, you know, if I don't put in the work, I'm not going to get the money. If I put in the work, I'm going to get the money. You know, working the 8-hour shift, it's, you know, there's no strive to be better, you know. So having this, it definitely created a little bit more urgency and meaning to my life in general. I wasn't doing so hot before I came over here mentally. And when I came over here, it really pushed me to do better, not even just on a business level, but personally. Because, you know, if you're not doing good personally, homeowners feel that and they're not going to, you know, be able to put their 100% trust in you. So if you feel good, homeowners are going to feel that and vibe off your energy.
Yes, sir, dude. Yeah. Damn, Emmett. Hell yeah. Spit that fucking fire. Drop them bombs. Let's go, dude. Fucking let's go. Dude, that was awesome, Emmett. Damn. No, seriously, you know, and you're right. You hit the nail right on the head, man. You know, kind of going back a little now, you know, obviously right out of high school, you started working at the grocery store. Now, you never thought college. You know, college, obviously, like you said, what school just wasn't for you, kind of.
Yeah, no. I was always good in school. I was an honor student,
yep.
ABs
yep.
in every single class. I did all the high-tier classes and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it,
mm-hmm.
but I was very good at it. But I knew from freshman year high school I wasn't going to college.
Wasn't your thing, yeah.
It wasn't the thing. I was either going to go into trade school and do HVAC training or stuff like that. But this opportunity popped up, so I said, I'll ride with it and see where this takes me.
I just want to say I'm fucking proud of you, man.
Honestly. Oh, yeah.
I appreciate that.
Seriously.
Me too.
Everybody here, Timmy, Tyler, me.
Absolutely.
The top guys really are proud of you because not many kids your age would, one, take it upon themselves to go to a company like that and come talk to see what they can do to change their lives. And then, two, understand that when they go all in and put in, you know, this vehicle that we have here and go all in with what we have and listen to what we do and you know, listen to Tyler and follow us top guys, that, you know, this could fucking change your entire life.
Yeah, right, sure. Definitely.
And going back to my whole generation thing, I mean, there's some kids that don't even want, you know, a basic-ass job. You know, even just going to the grocery store, putting in 5 hours a day part-time. There's some kids that don't even do that. And it's honestly a little disappointing to me because I know if I can come out here and do this, multiple other kids in my generation can do the same exact thing.
I'll tell you,
he's very compared to at least where I was in life, and you know, I'm not ashamed to say he has a lot of emotional maturity that I give him credit for. He kind of takes a lot of things in stride, and for someone, you know, sometimes Sean and I will laugh about a situation with Emmett, but then I kind of pivot back and I forget how old he actually is, mm-hmm. and like what decisions I would have made.
Yep.
and how I would have handled things. And, you know, so far, you know, I'm not just gassing him up. He's done extremely well. He was the first person we brought on board. Actually, like I mentioned, pre-move. So, you know, he's doing big things, and I'm excited for him, and I'm proud of him. I tell him that all the time. And then next year, I mean, he's going to be ready to come out of the gate. He'll be $1 million hustler.
Straight fucking killer.
Oh, yeah. All day.
No doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
No doubt
in my mind. I've told him multiple times, you know, are you 20 now, Emmett?
I'm 19.
You're still 19?
I'll be turning 20 in April.
April, okay. So 19 years old. The kid's going to be 20 years old, and I've told him this multiple times. His friends are going to be in high school or in college in debt.
Loans.
You know, literally in debt, yeah. You know, for yep. years and years and years to come, while he's out here in zero amount of debt, putting in the fucking work every goddamn day. And he's going to be buying houses and you know, his he's going to be having a fiance and giving rings and cars. And this motherfucker's going to be living the life. He's going to be 24, 25 years
fuck
old, right?
Yeah.
Because he's doing the work right now at 19. So that just goes to show, like, whether you're at a gas station, whether you're at a grocery store, whether you're fucking cutting lawns for cash on the side, like, you're never too young. You're never too old. Like, go put the fucking work in and do what needs to be done to get to where you want to be. And we're obviously all here. We all have a story, and obviously to show that it's possible. So fuck yeah, man. That's awesome.
I know, and I've been working since I was 12. Yeah, so
damn,
I know that
what were you doing at 12?
So at 12, I don't know if you know Petro Patton.
Yeah, hell yeah.
We know Petro.
his mother lives right next door to me.
Yep.
And they had an acre of land that they wanted to, you know, tear down and put stuff out there. So because I was right next door, he saw me out one day. He said, "Hey kid, you want a job?" I said, "Sure."
Hey kid,
he says, "I'll give you $10 an hour. You come down after every day after school." So I'd get out of school at 2 o'clock, come down, work until 5, just cutting trees down, chopping stuff, going out there with a weed whacker. And ever since then, I've been working. I worked there. 13, 14 rolled around, and I started doing summer jobs in the Wilkett school system. I was the summer custodian.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'd go out there, move classrooms around,
yeah, paint, yeah, yeah.
You know, do some trim,
nice,
stuff
dude.
Like that, keeping busy. And then I took a job at Fratelli's in Southington.
Yep.
I was killing it there. I was doing 42 hours a week all throughout, you know, school. Freshman year to sophomore year, I was working there. And then I went to Pat's. I was doing everything at Pat's, catering, multiple departments, getting $13 an hour. I said, hey, I think it would be fair if I got $15 an hour. And they said no. So I said, okay, well, Roma Ristorante
in Oakville, restaurant, they're like, yeah.
All right. Well, Roma's giving me 16, so I'm going to go over there. So I was doing 51 hours there.
Wow. Damn,
during school.
Damn.
Making $16 an hour. So I was doing all right, but the hours were crazy. I was doing like 3 p.m. to like 12 p.m.
Yeah.
I mean, 12 a.m., 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't keep that up. So I went back to Pat's. They offered me $16 an hour, 45 hours a week. So I was doing that with all the catering. So
nice and local.
Adding that up. So that was awesome. And then I came over here.
Yeah. Now, how many hours are you working a week now?
For the past 2 weeks, I've been doing 55,
right.
60.
Because we're real busy. We're swamped right now. But
I come in at, like, on Tuesdays, I'm here. I go to BNI at 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
And every other day, I'm here 7:45, 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'm here until 7:30, 8 o'clock at night.
And here's the thing. Like, you know, even for me, like, we don't have to be here, but we do, like, we do for ourselves. We do it for ourselves, you know. Like, even, you know, I'm working 70 hours a week, but I'm not working 70 hours a week. Like, I'm working on myself, right? I'm working on my connections. I'm working on my phone. Like, I'm, you know,
I can leave whenever the fuck I want.
Yeah, I'm on my own shit. You know what I mean? But that's just like, you know, that's because that's what we built. That's what we want. You know what I mean? That's how I feel. That's because I want to do that.
Yeah.
You know, and that kind of goes back to like going all in. You know what I mean? Like, everything I do, I'm fully in on it. You know, and that comes back to like the company and even being outside of here, like the way I represent myself when I'm not here, right? Because I know that reflects us in some sort of way. So, you know, that just, like I said, going all in is huge. And even for you, you know, like, where would you be at if you tried to do this part-time or tried to, you know, do some at the grocery? Because you wouldn't be here, right? Okay. You just wouldn't.
No.
You're putting in 70 now. It'll catch up, you know, you'd be banging fucking 5, 10K checks a week.
Yeah.
You know, there's some guys, there's a bunch of guys here that be getting 10K checks.
Yeah,
I plan on doing, you know, this many hours for like a while.
Yeah,
first 5 years, keep pushing it like this, and then.
Oh, if you push this like this for the next 3, 4, 5 years,
you're gonna be a killer. Dude.
Yeah, you're gonna be a killer. Yeah. you know, and then you'll have a good book of business.
Yeah. Exactly. And the networks, the connections, you don't have to knock the referrals. On the door like that, you know? That's how it starts, man. And what is now, this happened for me coming here, being around, it kind of goes back to the power of proximity, like just the way that people think, you know what I mean? I noticed it when we were in Arizona, obviously, because obviously it's just so different. But like even here, like, right, like from like Emmett, the way that people think at the grocery store compared to the way that people think in this company, right? Like you walk in here, everybody's dreams, their visions, everything's just so much bigger, right? Your mind is not this big anymore. It's finally expanded and now you have ideas and things you want to do and, you know, career, like, you know, you can go buy property outside of here and continue to do, like, you just can do so much more than just work at the grocery store or, you know what I mean? Definitely. And that's what coming here has transformed my brain to just, I know I can do whatever the hell I want.
I know. We could go snowmobiling all winter this year, Jake.
I think a lot of it comes with, like, you get hunger for knowledge.
Yeah.
And when I say that, it's like, I've learned so much even, like, this year, but I would say the past, like, 3 years, compared to what I've learned in 3 years, the years prior to that, honestly, it feels like night and day sometimes.
Yeah.
And it gets me excited because it's like, you know, you think everything's going one way and then you kind of learn something new and it's exciting.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like the business has blossomed so much at this junction. It's really exciting. It's hard not to get excited about certain things.
I know.
You know, it's nice seeing the board full every day. It's nice seeing guys come in, you know, high-fiving each other, keeping the morale up. You know, everybody's excited to come into a nice, clean, big warehouse, and we got a nice office. And there's just little daily reminders, but I think that everyone kind of puts in a good amount of effort every single day, and then it bounces off of each other, you mm-hmm. know? So, like, everyone kind of sees, hey, Emmett's pulling his weight, Jake's pulling his weight, Larry's pulling his weight. Like, the board reflects it. Everyone kind of picks up on those things, but it's a nice feeling to have when everyone, like you said, is all in. The energy is usually always there. A lot of these guys, they're very self-started, self-motivated. And we just had a quick little interview before we had stepped in here. And I kind of had mentioned to the guy, like, listen, the only thing I really ask is like a good attitude and just have a strong work ethic.
Absolutely.
Some of that, I can't teach. I could teach you everything on the roof. I could help you, you know, interact with customers, insurance, problem solve. You know, I'd say that's a big part of my job is solving little problems every day. But I can't teach a good attitude and work ethic. Of course.
Yeah.
Because if you have that and you come on board and you're willing to work, I mean, you're going to find a great place to find home.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I even said this before, like, you know, I would rather take a place that treats me good, that does good by me as a person and like what's best for me than like a place that is going to offer me $3 more or some shit. Right. Like,
sure.
I'm getting goosebumps just because, like, dude, you know what I mean?
I still drive. So I used to, at this point, 8 years ago, but I used to mow and blow and whatever, weed whack the Dunkin' Donuts in Torrington.
Okay.
So every time I drive by, I still get visions of me on that little lawnmower picking up cigarette butts. And, you know, I feel a certain way about it, but, like, I'm proud of, like, how far I've come. And, you know, I don't belittle anybody or put anybody down that, you know, wants to do that. I just knew that wasn't going to be my thing for my whole life. I wanted to learn more and I wanted to do more and I wanted to be able to do different things with my life. But it's humbling to see sometimes when I pass places and pass things I used to do. It makes you feel good.
Yeah. And we kind of talked about it last time when we like bring things to Tim to that he implements it right away. But, you know, kind of going back to like, when I came here, this place is real people doing real shit. You know what I mean? Like, you go to some places you go and these people are fucking loud. Like, nah, shit gets fucking done here. Like, that's what's fucking awesome. Like, we're all a part of some big ass shit. You know what I mean?
I think, well, especially when, I mean, we haven't been to one in a while, but like one of those roofing conferences where you would see a couple other companies locally, statewide.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're not going to point any fingers or name call, but
you
could kind of see just by who opens their mouth when we go around the room, like who's about it and who knows what the hell's going on who's just blowing smoke up in there and selling a dream.
Yeah, no, and that's what I'm saying. Like, it's so clear with, I don't even need to fucking hear you say anything without knowing who you are, what you're about, the work you put in, dude. I mean, like, I know the work I put in. I don't need, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I'll call you out real quick on your bullshit because I know, you know what I mean? I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I just don't, because it's like, stop faking it. You're not lying to no one. Everybody sees through your bullshit. You know, that's just what it is.
You could tell, like, if you've been around, I mean, Timmy's been around a lot of sales guys. I've been around a lot of sales guys. Like, you pretty much know, like, who's got their bases covered and who doesn't.
Yeah.
And, like, the way I look at it, as I told the gentleman in the interview prior, I mean, I don't see why there's not going to be $6 million salesmen next year.
Literally.
I mean, these guys are going to be to the point where we start January 1. I mean, these guys are, like, hyper-polished at this point.
Actually.
Yeah, like, honestly, like, they're rearing to go. I mean, you guys are, like, on fire. Yeah. So
all this started from Jake Thomas.
I know. Yo, shout out Jake T.
My man Jake. I got to give Jake props, man. He's the one. I sent Jake a little. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, it's okay.
I sent Jake a thing the other day talking about, like, you know, when something presents itself, you got to take it and fucking run with it. And
the opportunity.
I sent that to Jake. And I'm like, dog, you were my guy. That opportunity came, and I fucking ran with it.
Yeah.
I was a roofing company, but on a very small scale. You know, I was only doing one or two roofs every single month. And, you know, and it built itself. We were doing, you know, three roofs a week, and then four, and then five, and then now it's double. Now next year is easy triple because we're so far ahead. But definitely Jake Thomas, he's the one that really, 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 you know, busted it open for me. You know, I couldn't be where I'm at if it wasn't for Jake. Jake had the knowledge that I didn't know in insurance industry.
In the beginning, yeah.
And when he gave all that to me, it was, I ran with it. I just seen it, and I'd seen the vision, and I ran with it.
Yeah.
But it took Jake a little while to come on board. He worked for another big company. You know, they were killing the game. You know, they were Tyler worked for him. You know, and Jake, I remember, like, Jake, come on, man, come sell for me. And he was like, yeah, you know, there'll be a time where they piss me off and I tell them to, you know, I'm going to call you and say, Tim, I want a truck. And that's exactly what happened. It was in the beginning of the year. It had to be in like February. He called and said, hey, you got a truck for me? And I was like, hell yeah. I had my own personal truck, the one that Mike actually drives right now.
Yeah, Mikey.
That was my truck that I said, here, Jake, you want it? That's yours. And I gave up my truck, and I just started driving a utility. And that's kind of how it came to here.
Started, yeah.
You know, now I have, you know, I have a 401k plan that we have. I have a benefit package.
Yeah.
You know, and then eventually it's going to keep going on. I'm definitely going to do dental, you know, but... Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know how I got into that, but that's all off of that quote. Like, I just took it and I really ran with it, man.
Yeah.
He presented that opportunity,
and
that's what bloomed me into this.
Yeah, and I mean, like you said, now, I mean, this year we already have four. We're gonna have hopefully next year six plus, maybe seven, eight.
And you
imagine if our whole team is $1 million sales guys. How fucking sick is that?
That's not even,
you know, and to think,
real.
Like, for you guys, like, we don't have 20 guys. We have, what, nine sales guys. Sales guys.
Yep.
So, like, we're almost at fucking half of our entire team is $1 million sales guys. And the other aren't far behind.
Yeah,
you know, $1 million
Josh,
plus,
Josh is
I should
doing
say.
Good. I want to see everybody get it, you know. It's hard. Josh has, you know, he just had a baby.
Baby, yeah.
So, that's Jake's brother.
Yeah, some time
you know,
off.
He needs a little bit of time off, and I get it. And hey, that's totally fine. But, you know, everybody's is pretty much killing it, you know. I posted the other day. I was like, man, we got $4 million sales guys.
Right now.
You know, you want to sell some roofs, come see me. Yeah. Come see the team. Yeah. Come see the shop.
Yeah.
Come see the vibe. You know, there's a lot of new guys and a lot of older guys. You know, Jake's been with me how many years?
This is three full, so next year will be 4 years. Yeah.
What about you, Tyler?
Tyler's been five.
Him and Larry. Right?
Larry, same thing. He's been with me rocking for a while. Yeah. And I remember just having $1 million sales guy. Like, yeah, we got one, baby. I remember posting like, yeah, we're like 2.5 mil, you know. I'm like, who the hell's laughing? but, yeah, man, that now it's we're really cranking. We're definitely going to be a $10 million company very soon, if not this year. You know, we have a lot going on, man. I'm pulling the solar into it with Ion Solar, you know, big shout out to Rob, you know, thanks for giving me this opportunity with you to make something happen, but we're definitely going to piss a lot of people off in that industry. That's for sure. Because our portfolio was pretty big.
I want to go hard on that in the winter.
Hell yeah. In the winter. So I already started getting shit rolling with some of them. So that's going to be huge for us too. And it's going to build the brand. I mean, we already have our brand, right? So
we're already on the roof. We're already in the customer's house. We already got a trust factor.
If you're another solar company listening to this, if you knock on my door, I'm going to steal your guy.
You want to sell solar
just
for us?
Just letting you know, they're going to be selling solar for me and selling roofs. I don't care.
You know, it kind of comes back. I know we were talking about, like, you know, the sales and things like that, numbers. But, you know, the best thing that I really take away from, like, our job and what we actually do is, like, the fucking help factor, right? Like, and that's huge. Even just this morning, I actually went to a house. I sat down. It was like, I don't know, 30-40 minutes. I sat down with them. I went through everything. I mean, they were astounded that this is what was going, like, they had paperwork ready. They already received the money and they're like, all right, what's the next thing? I sat there, I went through it, explained the whole situation. And they were like, you know, like, I am so fucking thankful that you guys are here. And we met them from the apple harvest. They came by the apple harvest. They said, we already called insurance and we got somebody coming by our house to look at it. And I said, would you like somebody to be there to help, you know, represent you guys? Yeah. And I, you know, and the amount of help that we put in from that minute conversation, you know, is like life changing. Like literally these people were like astounded that there was people that did this for people. Like,
and that's a referral for life.
Yeah. You know, it's fucking awesome to be able to like feel good about what we do as well. You know what I mean?
I think humans by nature, I mean, most people, they'll wait till something bad happens or like, for instance, we had a lot of rain this year, so we got leaks. A ton of calls for leaks.
Yeah.
You don't really know how bad your day is or how bad somebody's day is or week or month until you got water coming in your house and people give you the call. I'm panicking. I got water coming in. I don't know what to do. I need help. Yeah. And I know these guys could testify to the fact that we do, you know, everything utmost in our power to go out above and beyond to help anybody in any situation. And we did a lot of leak calls that led to a lot of repair work and full roofs this year. And I know we had a lot of people that we covered the bases with and really, really helped out because, it gets very stressful for people. And that's kind of what we do. I think we just take big problems and make them smaller and, you know, find a solution to them.
Solve the problem. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, we're problem solvers. We're not even salesmen. We literally go there, we solve whatever problem they're having, give them some options and take them through the journey of whatever we can do. Fuck yeah, man. Seriously.
I actually had a homeowner. She called me the other day, and she was hysterically crying. I was on the highway.
I've had them.
Yeah, hysterically crying. And at the end of it, she at the end of the process, she was like, Emmett, thank you so much for X, Y, and Z, you know, all the help. I mean, on the surface, we're just a roofing company. But at the end of the day, we're working with people's homes.
Absolutely.
You know, a home is different than a house.
Absolutely.
You know, a home is where you go home, you can finally relax, you know, kick off from the end of the day. And then when you have problems at home, you don't feel that security that you get when you actually do get home. Mm-hmm. So if we can, you know, solve a problem in somebody's house, make them feel a little bit more secure, that really feels good to me.
Take some weight weight off their shoulders. Fuck yeah.
Yep.
And the other issue is there's so many fucking amateurs out there that don't know what they're doing, that are in it for the wrong reasons you know, and that's what's good. Like, we've built that here. We know every sales guy here knows what our role is. We know what we're here to do. Like, you know, I could trust every guy in there with my own anything, right? I'll trust them in my house. Like, we're not stingy assholes out there trying to scam people. Like, you know, we know what we're here for is to do the right fucking thing. And again, that adds to the culture of this company and why us sales guys are here. I wouldn't fucking be here if Tim didn't think that way or the company didn't act that way or, you know, my customers didn't feel that way about AZ at all.
If there's a problem, I fix it.
Absolutely.
You know, we have problems here.
Well, yeah.
100%.
It's construction and customer service, you know, and communication.
But that's why we have sales meetings once a week. You know, we have the shop meeting. We haven't had one of those in a while.
Production.
But, you know, we have problems just like everybody else does. Absolutely. You know, but not to the extent of what everybody else has.
No.
You know, We had a couple fuck ups this year
I think that some of it too I would attribute to just overall growing pains too as we expanded and
new shop.
You know, when you're doing 10 roofs a week, you know, every week, and I've been doing that for a while now, for a few years now. So, you know, you add all that up, like we had a few leaks, what, like four or five, I think, over the big last storm. A lot of them are just chimney problems, you know. Our guy from Neighborhood Chimneys, Chad, he takes care of a lot of that. But, you know, just know that, like, you know, I know we're up here really talking highly of my company and stuff, and I definitely stick by it. But, you know that, hey, we have problems too, you know.
This is going to go hand with that is, you know, as you said, we handle it, right? So, yes, we have problems, but the thing is we fucking handle it. And I actually, there's this thing that I actually put a quote in. It was, I'll do it tomorrow is the disease that'll kill you like quicker than you think or something. Yeah. Because that's what kills companies, right? Is, oh, like this person's having an issue. Let's do it next week. Or, you know, like that's what's good with you, Timmy, is staying on top of this shit, getting here early, knowing what the fuck has to get taken care of, staying after, like, that's the shit that nobody sees behind the scenes that I know because I'm here as you know. Yeah. But, you know, a lot of these guys don't see that shit that, you know, you're on top of your game too. I know some things happen. You're not perfect. You got a lot going on. Yeah. But, you know, that's what's good is, like, we don't wait till tomorrow. We get shit handled now.
Yeah, you know, I don't play when it comes to that shit. You know, when there's a problem, it's not up to the money to me. If I have to redo half the roof, I'll redo half the roof.
Yeah.
You know, if I had to redo a whole roof, which we had to do one this year, you know, I have no problem admitting when we were wrong, but we had a sales guy that, you know, fucked up a color. The homeowner switched it and we roofed it. Mm-hmm. You know, we had the wrong color. The homeowner didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, I lost a good chunk of cash like that. But you know something? I'll get another referral from him down the road.
Yep.
It might not be next year or this year, but you know, I'll eventually have it.
Because any other company would say, I don't know, that's what you fucking picked. You know, we ain't doing another roof.
You know, I had to pay for new materials. I had to pay for everything. Dump fees, the crew, a lot of guys won't come on here and say that. Like, I admit, you know, it was a whole team thing. At the end of the day, it was done. But like I said, I stick by my name. A lot of people won't do that, but no matter what, if there's a problem, I'll fix it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We had another one right down the street that was one of the sales guys that was a couple of weeks ago. And the lady, that was the color she picked. She was freaking out about it. Like, this isn't the color. It was the color. But she didn't like it from the pictures and all the stuff she seen to what it was on the house. You know, I stopped the project. I got in my truck. I drove up the road. Me, Sean went up there and... You know, because the sales guy wasn't around. I think he was in a meeting somewhere or whatever. But we took care of it. We went there, and I said, hey, you know, if you want another color, let's make it happen right now. You know, here's the book. If you want something different, I have no problem.
Mm-hmm.
There was only, like, I don't know, maybe a square up there that we already nailed
very
in.
Very little amount, yeah.
You know, all the shingles were on the roof already, but, hey, we would have had to take it down, put it back on. You know, I'm very customer service. You know, it sucks. You lose some money here and there, but hey, you know,
you gain it back.
As long as I stay in the green light, we're good.
Yeah, and it comes back tenfold when you do shit like that. Like you said, no other company is going to do that. They're going to always refer us off.
Yeah.
To piggyback off of that, I think like a big part of what's so successful here is that no one really uses the "oh, it's not my job" type of line.
Exactly.
These guys know I hate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like one of our big things. Fuck like we don't. That doesn't fly. Like, oh, I'm not required to do that. Why should I do that? That's not my problem. No, that's bullshit.
Down to taking the trash out.
Exactly. Yeah. Down to bringing fresh water in for everybody. I mean, everyone pitches in. There's no one that kicks back. But that's like the expectation 101 here.
Standards.
Yep. Yeah,
standards, baby.
Raise them. You know, I have three, maybe four things here, and it's huge. Right after you said that with, you know, kind of customer service and what AZ is about and how we work. And I wrote this, what does AZ mean to you? I put team, strong, quality, honest, confident, and underdog. And I feel like those are fucking, you know, huge because we're always looked at as that smaller company, right? Even from when you were, you know, started growing. And we've grown exponentially, but look at what we've built and we're just getting fucking started. And everybody, I promise you, we're going to run everybody over because you're not going to compete. You're not going to train like us. Like, you're just not.
I'm not done yet.
So that goes back to, like I said, the honesty, like, you know, very honest with our customers, very loyal to our customers, you know, and it's just, that's what AZ is about. So
that being visible, you know, we do a lot of advertising. Tim pitches in a lot for
marketing,
Boy Scouts, sports stuff, marketing, baseball teams,
stuff a dumpster,
race car, cookouts,
mm-hmm.
all sorts of things. And it, you know, it's it's being transparent and being visible. I mean, how many times have we had somebody just walk in, even if it wasn't the customer, just walk in, hey, can I show you around? Hey, do you want to see our facility? Like, we ain't got nothing to hide around here.
Absolutely.
You know, you're welcome to come down, say hello to everybody. Our faces are on the website. You might know some of us.
Yeah.
We're all friendly.
Social media.
We're a staple in the community now. As much as I think we were in Woolkit, this is like a new dynamic now in Bristol.
Absolutely.
Not to mention like the exposure we've gotten this year with everyone selling, the advertising, the fairs.
Muzzy Field.
There's not a place I don't really go every weekend where at least one person will be like, hey, I seen you guys around, or oh, I just saw you over there. Hey, I saw your truck.
And you live far.
Dude, yeah. Like, yo, people always, I'll see an AZ hat out to dinner one time. I'll be like, oh, they got Something our stuff that. On.
I know.
I'll be like, yo, they got our shirt on.
That's the coolest shit.
You know, we are going to get into merch.
Yeah. I know. We keep saying it. I know. We keep saying it, but it's coming.
But, you know, it's a blessing. And now I think that part of the business will slowly evolve on its own. You know, the recognition, the brand recognition. But now I feel like it's really out there with everything. Tim's done a great job of leveraging, you know, where to go, what to say, what to put out there. And now with the Platinum, I mean, this 2024, we're really going to try to blow it up.
Fucking rocket ship.
Yeah. Hopefully get me a couple more guys to get out in the field.
Let's go.
I'll get them gassed up.
Yeah.
Because Emmett's fine-tuned pretty
Let's
much.
Let's go.
Now.
Yeah. And a lot of these guys, they started, you know, halfway. Emmett was with us mid-move. So he was with us before the move and during the move. And then the two others, I believe.
Alex was with us. Right before the move,
he started
3 weeks after.
Okay,
I did.
So Tyler's training three guys.
Yeah, right now. I hit three. All those guys are up and
ready to go. Yeah,
they're rearing to go. So now when we start next year, there's no limitations placed on them for time or anything. They'll be ready.
Yeah, we'll have three more guys back.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, nice. Yeah, I mean that's like I said, help people get results. Period. Money's always going to come after. Yep. You know, solve the problems. That's what we're here for. So. That's all I got for us.
Stuff a dumpster.
I want to bring that up. We always do it every year. So if anybody is listening or on YouTube or hears this somehow online and isn't even in Connecticut and would like to donate, just let me know. We can reach out. Shoot me a text, 860-894-0808. But we do this every year. It's our fifth year. We're stuffing a dumpster.
Yeah, so we have actually two. So the original one that I started with is it's called Stuff a Dumpster Toy Drive. We're doing it this year, November 11th from 10 to 2 at our new shop, which is 374 West Street. You could look at us up on Facebook, on Instagram. It's on there. You know, it's awesome. We have Santa, bring your kids down. We stuffed a 20-yard dumpster. I had like 15 bikes.
I think we had, 1,500 toys last year?
It was like insane, man. Yeah. And every year it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So that's the 50th annual Stuff the Dumpster Toy Drive.
Yeah.
It'll be here. We'll actually have our new hook truck will be here. You know, which is going to be badass.
It'll be cool to have all the toys out for everyone to look at, especially the kids. You know, the kids are into all that stuff. The setup at the last shop was less than ideal for something like that.
Yeah.
But now with a little interior space available and plus the bigger parking lot, and we got so much,
got
so
food.
Many new, so many cool new toys this year. I'm sure the kids will have lots and lots of stuff to be excited about.
And then we have another one that I teamed up with Sammy Anderson, the racing team. They're having, you know, a box or a bunch of boxes down at Waterford Speedway, which is down in, what is it, New London?
Yeah, it's at the racetrack down there.
Off of 95. You know, if you're into racing, come down there. You could donate a toy or you could come to our Stuff a Dumpster, which is here November 11th. The rain's really not looking good for the one this Saturday. It'll be pushed probably until Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Yeah, so the November 11th Stuff a Dumpster, if anybody, like I said, wants to donate, reach out. If you're in Connecticut, I will personally come pick up the toy if you have one. If you want to ship it here, like I said, just shoot me a text, 860-894-0808. I'm going to call out a couple of roofing companies. Some of you guys I'm going to send this to, but let's see who could donate some toys for us that's not in Connecticut. Let's do a little challenge here. let's see if we get Big Rye E or some of them guys to send some toys out here. Yeah. And I'm going to call out Jason the roofer. I know he's big with that kind of stuff. So let's see what we could do and get some toys for these kids. You know, it goes to DCF. We drop them off at the Children's Hospital for the kids in the hospital. And
Toys for Tots.
Toys for Tots. So, that's like I said, that's all I got for today.
You got anything, Emmett?
Nothing. I just, you know, this is my first time on. But all I can say is I appreciate, you know, having me on here, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to do better with my life.
Fuck yeah, brother.
Fuck yeah, dude. Let's get
Fuck yeah.
Proud of you, kid. All right, well, thanks, guys.
I'm proud of you, too, man.
Thank you. I think everybody's proud of you, I mean, honestly. And Tyler, seriously, thank you for everything you do for us.
You're welcome.
I know Timmy appreciate it, and, you know, even just for, like, us guys. I know if you weren't here, I know these guys would be asking us, and, you know, we have shit to do. So, you know, even from me, I appreciate everything you do for us.
Not even just guys. Big shout-out to the office females. They do a fantastic job.
Yeah, seriously.
And, you know, the customers really don't see it as much, but they keep everything moving over here.
Yeah, so. Sean and Melissa with the phone calls. I don't know. Recently, she's been getting all my customers call her, and I think she's like, I don't understand it. I said, Melissa, you're just too nice. Like, they love you. They just want to talk to you. Like, I'm like, they just love you.
Tiana. She's running the tree business
a lot. Yep, so she's doing everything with Spear Bros, and, again, calling customers. Multiple times have I had people, and like, oh, yeah, I got the call from Tiana. But, yeah, shout out to everybody here.
Everyone's putting in a lot of hard work.
The project managers, it's crunch season, and not only is it us putting in the work, it's the crews, it's the office, the fucking shop mechanic
is doing the gears
shit.
In the car.
Everyone's putting in a lot of effort. Yeah. It's great to see. And it's, you know, this time of year, typically, Emmett is kind of experiencing it now, but, like, we'll have our Christmas party sometime in December, and you get your little breath of a break. You're like, whew, it's been a hell of a year. But, like, this year, you know, it's...
Let's go.
We're pushing.
This year, we're gonna push it across the finish line, and it's exciting to see. But, you know, everyone's been balls to the wall and hands, all hands on deck, so it's been very nice to see.
By the end of this week, we'll be all booked through November.
Yeah,
because everybody's bringing in, like, two. How many contracts are you bringing in, Emmett?
Signed one today. I got another one.
I did two yesterday, and I have two today.
Mike, you said he's got
one
three.
Tomorrow.
I signed four last week.
Holy shit.
Let's put it this way.
So we're
let's go, baby.
Watch your roof done. Come get it.
And three service agreements last week.
Nice. So, yeah, that's what I got for us today. Anybody got anything else? No, that's it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for support. Follow, like, listen. If you hear this, leave a comment. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know if you got any questions. Again, Stuff a Dumpster's coming up. Let us know if we can help. Email, text, and we'll catch you guys on the next one. Thanks.
Let's go.
Bitches running up. They say, Rose, I'm glad to meet you. Money was the object, broke the kilo down to pieces. Running through the mall, I got my niggas on new sneakers. Then we started balling, time to get them all two-seaters. Then we got G-Wagons just to sit them on Adidas. Flooded all the paddocks and it came with all the features. Bitches never mattered, trying to run up all the...